Last one for today is a guy named by the name of James Davidson, D-A-V-I-D-S-O-N. He was born 7/28/46. He was seen on the 16th. 16th, yeah, September. This is a 76-year-old gentleman, lives with family with used to diabetes, blindness, hypertension, smoking abuse, COPD, shortness of breath, severe weakness. Patient is being evaluated now because the previous hospice company that was caring for the patient would not show up and take care of patient's needs. Family member states that they had to fire them because it became ridiculous how they would never call. They would call, they say they would come, but they would never show up. Patient has very little appetite. He's short of breath at all times, especially with any kind of activity. He uses a nebulizer, which is not working. He's out of medication since he fired his hospice. He's no longer able to get out of the house. He's definitely homebound and no longer to get to his doctor's office for further care for this reason. And given his end-stage COPD, smoking abuse, core pulmonale, right-sided heart failure, patient definitely most likely has less than 6 months to live. Surgery, he's had skin graft of the lower extremity because of burn to the left arm, left leg. Medical, as I said, hypertension, blindness, diabetes, COPD, shortness of breath, O2 dependence, which is out of his O2 was taken away. He used to be evaluated for O2 once again. Social, he smokes, he drinks, he's a widow, he has one child, lives with family member, not eating. Patient is no longer able or no longer interested in going to the hospital and does not want to ever be considered to be placed on ventilator and or kept artificially alive. Social services will address living will as well. Allergy none. Medication, hydrochlorothiazide, vitamin D, Lipitor, metoprolol, Procardia, Rembron, hydrochlorothiazide, COMBIGAN eye drops. COVID immunization is up to date. Family history, coronary artery disease. Under social, put down, on the medical, put down coronary artery disease, CHF, shortness of breath, COPD, and muscle wasting. Under social, also put down patient that has not driven and has been homebound for the past 30 years. On exam, put down 160 over 80, pulse is 85, respiration is 18. A febrile, heart positive, swarm positive, S2. With few ectopics, lungs are... lung shallow breath sounds with wheezing, bronchi aroused, abdomen is soft but scaphoid, lower extremity shows severe muscle wasting, neurological movement off for extremities. Patient is weak, even ambulating or moving around in his chair at this time, but there's no neurological deficit present. Skin shows decreased turgor but no rash. Assessment, here we have a 76-year-old gentleman with end-stage COPD. Patient does meet the criteria for hospice. Number two, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Number three, comorbidities includes weakness, shortness of breath, weak anxiety, CHF, weight loss, cardiac cachexia, right-sided heart failure, most likely core pulmonale, blindness, diabetes, which is stable now since he has lost so much weight, anxiety related to his current condition, and muscle wasting. Patient is no longer interested and interested in hospitalization or further evaluation or further care. Patient, again, meets the criteria for hospice. Patient also meets the criteria for hospice transfer since he was in hospice before. Next members will check benefit periods per hospice company. Next members will have hospice company and medical director evaluate patient and offer certification statement regarding patient's eligibility. But this examiner believes that patient most likely has less than 6 months to live given his disease burden and his effect on his frail body at this time. Also needs better blood pressure control and O2 and hospital bed nebulizer treatments per hospice care. Thank you.